How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, folks, the wheels are coming off in a good way. That thing that was never supposed to happen, never, ever, ever, not even be possible, did happen. Donald Trump overnight announcing the results of him running voter, or his administration running voter lists by this new database DOGE has created. 128 million votes just in the 2020 election. 24,000 were cast by illegal immigrants. Now, I want you to wrap your head around that. Every vote by an illegal immigrant in a federal election is a felony. Every one. It's a felony. Not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. Think about that level of criminality. He says they've got 32 million more votes from the 2020 election to run, and he expects tens of thousands more. Now, we don't know where these votes are. I bet they were in swing states. Folks, do you remember there is one piece of paper that I keep up on the wall here? It's yellow now to keep me focused. You listen to me a long time, you know what it is. It's a report. It's a page from the Trump lawsuit after the 2020 election. And it's the numbers of illegal immigrant votes. Ghost votes, that's where somebody who's not real is registered fakely and they vote, put vote in air quotes. Votes in states by people who live in a couple of different states and vote in a couple of different states. Votes by the dead. In Georgia, votes that fall in those categories equal more than 12,000. That's what the Trump people and the forensic auditor that they hired found, and they filed it in a lawsuit. Well, what did a judge think of that? We don't know. The case was never heard. It was thrown out for standing, as it was in every other state. Not one of those cases was ever heard. The evidence was never examined because they said, well, the election's already been certified. It's been certified in Georgia. It's been certified in other places. So the judge never even went into what was in that file, the fact that the consultant they had hired ran list of the voters against the votes to see if they're real, see if they're dead. The margin of victory was 11,779 in Georgia. Over 3,000 illegal immigrants voted. That doesn't count the ghost voters, the dead voters, and the double voters. So understand, when Trump's saying just 24,000 illegal immigrant votes, that's just the illegals, okay? That's not the rest. Now, he's claiming he won the 2020 election. I don't know. I don't know how the illegals or whoever voted for them voted. I don't know that. But folks, the wheels are coming off the Democrat voter fraud. I'm sorry. The China Democrat voter fraud machine. This is why they sent the 19,000 licenses in, folks, into the hands of Chinese nationals, so they could vote. Not my opinion. It's the FBI's own internal assessment that Donald Trump declassified a few weeks ago. And this is what's so powerful, folks. If I could show the American people, I got one thing I could show the American people, and I can't show them anything else. I get one thing. Do you know what I would show them? I'll tell you. I would show them the FBI's own internal assessment that Trump declassified 3 weeks ago that says that China hacked the boards of elections to get the internal information to create the fake driver's licenses so it could ship them back in the country, distribute them to Chinese nationals who are awaiting those licenses, and they could vote for Joe Biden. Not my assessment. The FBI's internal assessment. They then buried it, covered it up, closed the investigation, and neglected to tell Donald Trump, who was president at the time, about it. In other words, treason to help China. And folks, There's a lot of that going around right now.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It just seems like almost everything the FBI does is to help China help the Democrats win. We've had case after case after case, but what do we have this week? We found out that the FBI created the Foreign Interference Task Force to monitor the bribery of Biden and his family by China. Installed over 40 informants inside the Biden crime family. They documented crimes and bribery from every nation on earth that Joe Biden was heavily doing business in, from Ukraine to Romania to China. And then they hid it and they buried it. And the foremost thing they buried was the laptop. And then the Foreign Interference Task Force went after those credibly accusing Joe Biden and the Biden crime family of this. You know who else they went after? Those who accused Pelosi and those who accused Hillary. They weren't just a criminal enterprise working for the Democrats. They were a crime cover-up outfit. And that is what is so stunning, folks. We're getting all of this now. It's all been declassified last week. The scales, folks, are incredible. The ones falling from our eyes. Here's John Solomon, who has published most of these documents. That's who the Trump administration keeps handing them to. Is John Solomon just the news?
The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop. On that laptop, they had the evidence of what Burisma wanted from Joe Biden and his family. They had evidence of what Hunter Biden was getting paid. They even had evidence that Hunter Biden had admitted to his own lawyers, or his lawyers and him had talked about the fact that he had failed to pay American taxes on a large sum of money from Burisma. They had validation that what the confidential human sources were telling the FBI was true, because Hunter Biden's own laptop showed it was true. And still, this team, this Round River team, went out to try to portray it as Russian disinformation. That isn't putting a finger on the scale of an American election. It's putting a whole body on the American election. And that means the intelligence community and the FBI, at least its counterintelligence division, were interfering in an American election by picking winners and losers.
And folks, we just finding out last couple of days, same thing happened with Swalwell. They knew he was compromised. They knew he'd slept with Fang Fang. They knew that Fang Fang had made multiple illegal donations to his campaign. And they knew that she was placing interns in his office and other congressional offices that, you know, he was facilitating that. They were also spies for China, or they believed they were. Closed the investigation, hid it, and did nothing. Now, that'd be one thing if Swalwell was just a regular congressman. He wasn't. He sat on the House Intelligence Committee, which requires the highest security clearance that you can get outside of being the president. They buried it. Ah, well, a little Chinese espionage. I mean, come on, it's nothing compared to what Hunter did, and we covered that up. And then that Foreign Intelligence Committee went after Rudy Giuliani. He was their first victim. They federally indicted him at a felony level, so they could investigate him. Why? He was running around with a copy of the laptop telling everyone who would listen that it was real, and they knew it was real because they'd already had it in their possession at the FBI for over a year. Folks, we need to begin to face a very real possibility. The FBI is not just in league with the Democrats. They're in league with China, and they help China steal elections for the Democrats by not acting, covering up, lying, obfuscating, and going after anyone telling the truth. Folks, this agency must be taken apart bolt by bolt till there's nothing but a pile of rubble. Why? Because the people who did this have spent years hiring their underlings. The whole place is compromised.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.